Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
From the newsroom to the nursery, we're juggling a demanding career on live TV with the demands of motherhood. I'm Katie.
And I'm Karen.
They are anchor moms.
Hi.
Hello, are you going to go first? I couldn't tell what was happening.
I was just going to say, hello, friends.
Hello, friends. Coming to you from our little tiny booth in the WLOS podcast studio. Sounds so sophisticated.
It does. It sounds very fancy.
It's not. I mean, it's 100% not. Something is missing. We don't have our headphones on.
Oh.
Right? I knew something felt awkward. There we go. Hey. Hi.
Rough start this morning,
Woo!
Folks.
I know. So as we're recording this, it's the end of September. This podcast will drop the first week in October. We have our Halloween decorations up, had them up for a couple of days. The only people in the neighborhood, and we're coming in hot this year, you guys.
Do you have inflatables?
We haven't put it up. That's the one thing. It just came last night. It's an inflatable, like, 12-foot ghost. Mm-hmm. But we do have several black cats in the yard. We have a giant spider web coming off of a tree with a giant spider. We have a ghost that wraps around a tree. I think that's it. We try to add every year. It's getting crazy.
To make you feel better,
our
neighbors started decorating over the weekend as well. And as soon as they started getting theirs out, of course, our children were watching. And we're like, we need to get out our Halloween decorations.
Emergency.
So they put up a 12-foot skeleton that
like
is...
Like a blow-up? Like an inflatable?
No.
Oh.
Like a real skeleton.
Ooh.
Well, not real.
Are your kids like... I mean, it's right. That's a news story.
Yeah.
Breaking news.
It's
huge.
Is
it scary your kids
huge.
Or no?
No, they love it. But it's also, they are up on a hill. Mm-hmm. So it's just like towering above.
Looming.
It was really funny. And so last year I broke down. They really wanted a skeleton. I broke down and got, you know me, like the cheapest, smallest little Amazon skeleton. And so then I'm like, okay, we'll get out our stuff. And we get out this tiny skeleton. It's like a mouse compared to this thing across the street. And it was funny because they were like, wow. So I guess we have... Like the neighbor skeleton's baby here.
Oh,
like we have like a baby skeleton. I'm like, well, lots of discussion about the skeleton. They also have some inflatables. They have the ghost. They have the scary tree.
The neighbors.
I mean, we have like the one small skeleton and then some pumpkin-y stuff on our porch. Nothing major. And then inside, the only decorations we have are all the old handcrafted kids decorations.
We have forever's handcrafted ones over the years too.
Yeah, and then like when it finally breaks, we're anyway, it was funny though. It's funny though because we go out in the yard. The kids are so obsessed, and the neighbors just bought this. This is like their new addition this year, and they're pretty. You know, it's pretty funny. And they're like, "Do you guys want to name it?" And so now there's like a big discussion in my house about what the neighbor's skeleton is going to be.
Do the neighbors
named.
Have children?
Mm-hmm, but they're older. They're like teenagers.
I was like, "Wait, why are they not naming it?"
No, they're like teenagers. But it's so funny because Sam, you know, who can't really speak, is just – he just comes out and points at it and is like, ba-da-da-da, ba-da-da-da. I have no idea what he's saying. I'm sure he doesn't know the word skeleton. But he just, like, points at it and mumbles a bunch of things and has this, like, shocked look on his face. It's hilarious. It's hilarious. And then we were walking in the neighborhood yesterday, and another neighbor was walking toward our section, which is kind of like a dead end, so it doesn't get walked as much. And they were walking purely because they were like, we had to come down and see the giant skeleton again.
It's a focal point
landmark.
Of our neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
I got it.
Mm-hmm.
They should charge money for this.
They should. But yeah, just so you don't feel badly, our neighborhood is full swing Halloween. Other yards are Halloweened out already too.
It does make me feel better because Brian was
coming.
Like, are we really doing this right now? And I was like, we're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
We're
mm-hmm.
like ready to go. Our inside, I mean, it used to be a time pre-River I would just decorate for like fall, like a nice, tasteful fall wreath. You know, like fall, y'all, sign in the entryway. Now it's like, we've gone, it is like
spooky.
It's like happening. Yeah, so we ordered more decorations this year, and I went to bed last night, and I woke up this morning, and there were like plastic bats, like Brian hung plastic bats like our ceiling. It's getting serious in our house, and I kind of
love it. You love it.
I know. Yeah. Do you love it? Am I the only one who loves it? The only reason I had a child is to have like a good reason to participate in these sort of
all the things. Yeah. No, I get that. I'm fine with it. For me, the only thing I think about is like
taking
it down. The bin down. Oh. We got to get the stuff out. We got to It's just more work.
I will say this. This is how you know you're getting old. This is a side story, but I've been having some trouble with my knee. And of course, Brian is like, this is what it is when you turn 40. Mm-hmm. On Sunday when we were decorating, I bent down to get a bin out of storage. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh God, my knee. So I limped around doing it all day. Mm-hmm. And I thought,
don't hurry back.
I know, right?
Mm-hmm. 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 We have these same conversations. Yeah. Yeah, we're old, A, and B, we just do everything. Whoa. I wonder if everyone heard that.
I'm gonna say yes.
Wow, that was very loud from the computer. Apologies at home. and we're just doing everything for our kids and going full on Halloween stuff. Yeah. Remember when we had this debate over the inflatables at Christmas time?
Oh, I'm afraid.
And now you
this
have
year,
17 of them.
Every year it gets more serious in my house. I don't know. The only good news is our neighbor, this literally helps me sleep at night. Our neighbors across the street have moved out of their house because they're renovating, and they're new neighbors. They moved in February, and now they moved out because they're, doing some housework. And I'm like, I'm so glad the new neighbors do not have to be subjected to
witness
our,
all
yes,
that.
Like the ha-
But they
like
will
they have,
move back in eventually.
I know. Well, mm-hmm. I have 2023, I'm being saved, or they're being saved the trauma of all of our tacky Halloween and Christmas decorations. So next
the
year.
The kids love it, though.
I mean, right, but they're not kids. They're retired.
Oh, the neighbors.
Yeah.
Well, what do you do?
Yeah.
All right, the first article today, Mom Perfectly Nails How Impossible It Is to Be a Working Mom with Kids in Sports. Woo! This one hits home right here.
I knew it would.
She talks about how this often resembles a well-choreographed dance or sometimes just pure chaos. This is her handle is at Rex and Mo.
Okay.
But she's in this article, by the way, it's from Motherly. She talks about it's an unrealistic expectation and just so hard. It doesn't make any sense and it feels unsustainable. She talks about how every afternoon, the kids get home from school and then it's just a race to get to all the different activities and practices and yada, yada, yada. You got to think about snacks. You got to think about dinner. You got to think about the equipment. You got to make sure the uniforms are clean. You got to think about the potty situation at these fields. You got to, it's so much
it's
to consider. I'm totally here for this. I just complained to Katie the other day about how the crazy schedule of drop-offs and pickups in the afternoons, evenings for me, and it's every time I do it, I'm just thinking, is this worth it? What am I doing?
Yeah.
Why am I in the car?
I don't blame you.
2.5-3 hours doing all this stuff. Anyway, the article, she ends up saying she does believe it's worth it. She thinks that what we're teaching our kids, the discipline, the sportsmanship, the teamwork, those types of things do matter. And I do agree with that. I will also say, too, that for me, the alternative is they're sitting at home and want activities and want things to do and might start picking at each other. So it's it's a lot to do all these activities, but what are you going to do instead? And I think that also becomes a lot more relevant as they get older, right? And what are they doing instead? They're getting into trouble, perhaps. Mm-hmm. They're on their phone. They're doing, I think at some point you'd rather them be at scheduled wholesome activities, right, than doing who knows what.
Well, I think for you, I have just one kid and she's in kindergarten and this has just started, now she's in school full time and she has, extracurricular swimming, soccer, dance at one point. I think it's doubly complicated for you because you have four children. So even if all four children do one thing,
right.
you are like already maxed out, you know? I think sometimes sure. this is not you. People do over schedule mm-hmm. their kids. And I'm always very concerned about that. You know, because then your kids are overscheduled and you're overscheduled, if that makes sense. And, like, it's yeah. like a lose-lose for everybody.
Here's the other thing that I feel like they don't talk about enough. Some, depending on the organization and the activity, some things are pre-scheduled. You know the schedule in advance. Some things, like, for instance, soccer, you don't know the date, the day of the week and the time and
when
the
you
location
sign up, you're
when you sign
yeah.
up. And so it's just incredibly difficult when you don't know if so-and-so's practice is going to be on this day, which will conflict with so-and-so's ballet, which, you know, it's just, you know, getting them to these things and all of that is one thing. But even the scheduling aspect, it's very tricky.
Yeah.
It's very tricky. And I'm almost like, can we just please pick things that the schedule is put out in advance?
Well,
like,
and
can
I
we
feel
switch
like
sports to whatever is – I don't even care yeah. what the sport is, but like something that I know in advance and can
some
plan.
Some places are good. Some organizations are good.
Right.
I found this summer, and you know months ahead of time
right.
what day and time.
Right.
Other
right.
places you sign up – I'm thinking of one particular sport that – both our girls play, that you knew it was going to be on Saturdays, but you mm-hmm. didn't really know what Saturday it was going to start, and you didn't mm-hmm. know what time it was going mm-hmm. to be. Mm-hmm. And, like, for a planner like me, that was, like...
Yeah, it's just tricky.
Like,
it's tricky.
What do I do here?
I feel like there has to be some way to do some sort of, like, pre-planning so that people like me aren't stuck with, like, it's kind of worked out. It's
yeah.
tricky, but it's kind of, I've made
well,
it work,
the,
but...
You're forgetting – the other thing that you're forgetting is that you work full-time.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, this – the person who – the writer here is talking about – there's one woman here who says she had to, like, take a day of PTO or, you know,
right.
some PTO every week just to get mm-hmm. her kid mm-hmm. to these places.
And
this
yeah.
is a real sacrifice. Like, that's PTO that you could have otherwise spent doing
on vacation.
Something you wanted mm-hmm. to do, something
and
that you enjoy.
You
yeah.
know, yeah. You – fortunately, we're both fortunate. You work well, I don't know if I'd say fortunate, but you work
so
a morning.
Lucky.
You work
so,
a morning shift.
So lucky.
So you're off in time, and I have some flexibility with my schedule. But yeah, for moms who have to be in the office until 6 p.m., I don't know how you do it. I was talking to a mom recently who said, "You have got to outsource all that." And she said, when my kids were the age of your kids, I hired an afternoon person to drive them to all the things.
Well,
all the things. Like, that was their whole job, was driving kids and picking
yeah.
– drop off,
which
pick up.
Which is easier said than done in this climate. I feel like
sure.
childcare is impossible. But I will say this, and I'm gonna admit this. Judge me if you will. River tonight has swim. She has swim at 4:15. So she gets out of school. By the time I pick her up, it's – you know, by the time we get home, it's like 3:30. And then we got to leave for the pool at, like, I don't know, because
four.
Of traffic in Asheville,
mm-hmm.
sometimes a little bit before 4, just depending on what that main – Karen knows because we live in the same – basically the same neighborhood, and its traffic can be horrendous. And then, you know, swim goes till 5. Anyway, long story short, Brian has dinners frequently on Tuesday nights, and it was like I would work. So Tuesdays are my really long day. Then I would go and pick River up at Carline, and then I would, like, rush home, try to get her a snack – change her into her swimsuit, and then I would be at swim. Anyway, and then I would get home, and I would have to, like, cook dinner for us and then try to get her in the bath and then in bed. I finally – our nanny having less hours now that River is in school. I just asked her to spend the night on Tuesday nights. Like, hey, can you just come spend the night on Tuesdays? And that way I'll take River to swim, and you can cook dinner. And then when I get home, like, dinner mm-hmm. – when we get home at 5:30, like, dinner is cooked, or, like, vice versa. Like, you take River to swim. And I will just tell you by – like, asking for help, it has made mm-hmm. it takes so – as we're recording this, it's a Tuesday, and it takes so much – I was so stressed on Tuesdays because I felt like I, like, got up mm-hmm. at 2 in the morning, and I didn't go to bed till, like, 8 o'clock at night, and there was, like, no gap.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you're doing that with 4 kids or 2 kids, I think it's really hard. I think it's – if you have – if you can afford help, and, if you have the means and you have somebody who's willing mm-hmm. to do it, you should do it.
It's
yeah.
just such a juggling.
It is. Yes.
Yes. So yeah, for all the other moms scrambling and running around, and then, like, you hit traffic and one kid's late. And that, I mean, that happened to me recently, and it was just like the whole thing was out of whack. And then I'm like late for the next thing, late to get the baby from
it's
daycare.
It's just a domino effect. Yeah.
It's just a lot to squeeze in to a little bit of time. And also, let's not forget, too, you know, these are little kids.
I know.
And they are exhausted. So I do think I talked to a mom recently who said, yeah, I just pulled my kid because I realized those days that we had whatever activity, they were exhausted and having meltdowns. And I thought, you know what? Good for you.
Yeah.
Like, if you see that. And I do think you said this earlier, we tend to over commit. And if you're going through that and realize this is not working, yeah, pull them. It's not worth it.
We did a similar thing with one of the activities that River was doing. We just decided, like, she was just
too much.
She was committed. She was doing swim and this other activity. And it was just like, during the week. And she has homework now. And I was stressed. And she was stressed. And she's five. And she's transitioning to kindergarten. And I just, you know, it's funny. It's also one of those things. I had an inkling as we were beginning the school year that it might be too much, but I sort of just ignored my intuition. Mm-hmm. That was stupid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know?
You kind of can tell when.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Bennett's about River's age, and I kid you not, she gets off the bus in the afternoons coming home from preschool and is literally her face, you can just tell, and every day she's like, I'm so tired.
Yeah.
I mean, they're thinking, they're doing.
Yeah.
It's just a lot for these little bodies and these little minds.
And
so.
I say this all the time. Your kid has the rest of their life to be working and sleep deprived and running
busy.
Around from one thing to the next. Mm-hmm. Like, God, give them just a little bit of time to enjoy childhood.
Yeah.
Would you like to hear my mums?
I would.
Okay, mama mums. This is a podcast. It's called Dear Alana. It's by Tenderfoot TV. I think you can get it. I listened to it on Apple Podcasts, but I'm pretty sure you can get it wherever you get your podcasts. This one.
Is it a true crime?
No. No.
But I
no.
Every podcast you suggest, I listen to and I love.
Okay. This
so
one's
you
intense.
Know.
In fact, most of my podcast listening happens in the mornings while I'm putting my makeup on and, like,
same.
Reading through scripts
mm-hmm.
Before the show. I like put my makeup on and then I like came out into the studio and was like getting mic'd up and my co-anchors were like, what's happening? I was like, I just finished this like podcast and I'm
very emotional.
Yeah. So I'm not going to give too much away. It's about a young woman who disappears after harboring a secret. Her family blames conversion therapy.
Mm.
I don't know if that means anything to you guys. That's when, you know, the girl in this story, it's a true story. She's gay and feels pressure to do this conversion therapy. And it's told in such an interesting way and it's so tragic. And I think it offers so much insight. And the person who, the guy who produces it is just, he has had a similar experience and it's really interesting and poignant and sad. Be prepared because it is
emotional.
It's really emotional.
Mm-hmm.
It will.
What's the name again?
Dear Alana.
Okay.
Look it up. I thought it was I just finished it today. It's like I think it's an 8-part series and I think they were releasing episodes, but I think all of the episodes are out now. It's a tearjerker, but I think it's an important one. So check it out. Okay, my second story here is this one is from where is this from? I don't know. Newsweek. Okay. Mothers feel like bad moms this many times a year, according to a poll. So the average mom who feels like a bad mom feels this way 156 times a year, according to new research. And I think
basically a third.
Yeah.
A third-ish of the days.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And what, I mean, at first I was like, okay, all right, what does this mean? And so this article is basically connecting a lot of this back to
social media.
Mm-hmm. Social
mm-hmm.
media. At first I didn't get,
got
it.
Yeah.
But I was like reading it. And when I realized they're putting out all these statistics, there's lots of numbers in this article. 62% of moms surveyed use social media. 26% didn't. And those that do were four times as likely to feel like a bad parent. They also talked about mom influencers. on social media, and that played a huge part in these moms feeling bad and feeling pressure to do more, clean their houses more, cook dinner more, cook better meals, buy organic, et cetera, et cetera. And even how they felt about their bodies postpartum, how they felt about, I thought this was so interesting, like their pelvic floor issues. It was like so much that I was like, this is so specific. And to me, it's just further proof that social media may or may not be
a good thing.
Ruining our lives. Yeah.
Yeah, 2/3 are completely over momfluencers.
Yeah.
Which I didn't really even know was like a thing.
Oh, I guess there are. For sure.
Yeah.
You knew that it was, I mean, you knew it was a thing, you just didn't, you didn't know the title. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I and I will say this, I purposefully follow, I guess, momfluencers who are the, not the norms, I would say, you know, the very truthful, don't have the nice houses, don't have the, aren't like the look that, you know, the perfect mom look, right? Because I like to follow their realness and they're funny and they make everything, you know, make you feel better about life. So I purposely follow those people. But, of course, I do follow some people who are the perfect moms as well. And, yeah, I totally get it. And I think it makes a lot of sense. And, you know, as hard as I try not to be on social media, I mean, of course, we have to for work. And, you know, you just get sucked in sometimes. And it is hard not to compare yourself. It's hard. I think anyone admit that. I think you either can just totally stay off it, or I think if you get on it at all, you're going to get some of that. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I don't think if you're on social media, specifically Instagram, I'm not a TikToker, but I have a funny feeling that TikTok is very similar in terms of momfluencers. Is that what we're saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what the answer to this is. And I can think of a couple of different accounts that I find hilarious that are so accurate and true to what real life is. And I think just like everything, there can be good parts of social media because it kind of reminds you that there other people are doing the same thing that you are doing and going through the same things. And it makes you feel like you're not alone, right? But I do think social media can make you feel like crap. That doesn't matter who you are. It can make you feel like crap.
Right. And I was having a conversation with someone about this recently who brought up the point talking about our moms and, you know, was it this hard for them? Why is it so hard for us? And social media wasn't there. Mm-hmm. And I just have to wonder how much of a role that plays.
Yeah.
And, you know, for our moms, right, there was no instant comparison. There was no, you know, you had...
You would talk to your friends, but like
right,
beyond
it was
that,
just your friends.
You couldn't see what
it
Becky
was whatever,
and Nebraska was doing.
Yeah, it was whatever your friends were doing.
Sure.
That was the norm, and that, you know, that was it. So I just wonder how much... Because I don't feel like moms and the generation before us felt this much pressure and this much. I don't think if you had done this poll then, I don't think, you know, 65% of moms would have said they felt like a bad mom 156 times a year.
156 times a year.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I feel like I probably feel like a bad mom about a third of the time.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, sometimes in like a given day, I feel like a bad mom.
Yeah, 156 times a day. Are we talking or a year?
I know. I mean, but sometimes you feel like a good mom too. Like, and there can be a day where you feel like a good mom and then later feel like a bad mom.
I think the problem is when you feel like a good mom, you're like, oh, and then it passes. When you feel like a bad, at least for me, when I feel like a bad mom, I linger over it and it feels like it lasts for
forever.
Well, that's kind
of the same with anything. Do you ever notice when people give you a compliment? Not you, just people in general, as a person, when people give people compliments, if you're that person who's receiving the compliment, you're like, want to be like, okay, thanks, and then
move on.
But if someone says something that insults you or hurts your feelings,
you can't stop.
You hang on to it forever. It's kind of the same way
You're
feeling about being a mom, which is, you know, it's unfortunate. It'd be nice if we could switch the narrative. Social media is fake. Everything you see on social media is staged and fake for the most part. I'm
I do think there's some. I think now it's coming around to there are few and far between, but I think there are some efforts to be more real.
I think the idea behind them can be real, but I think, like, if you see a reel that you think is funny or a post that you think is funny, very few of those are spontaneous moments.
Sure, yeah.
Even stuff that the intent or the idea behind it is real, those are thought out. I'm thinking of one particular influencer who I think is hilarious, and she does such a good job of being. I can think of several who are. Yes, that's real life, but also it took you hours to do that.
Right. Yeah.
You know. So, just keep that in mind. Yeah.
Okay. So this last article. This man is demanding his wife to lower her parenting standards, and it's sparking some fury. This is from Newsweek. So I think there's a lot to this. This wife says she's, of course, always overwhelmed, as we all do. Her kids are 8, 10, and 12, so older than our Katie and I's kids. But the dad says he's happy to help, happy to pitch in, but her standards are too high. So, he's saying you're putting this on yourself, right? Like, yes, I get that you're overwhelmed, but, you're doing this to yourself. This isn't a normal thing, and we need to just lower the standards. But so at first I was like, yeah, I could see where the dad's coming from, but then it gets into what he's actually.
Yeah, right? You're like,
what's actually going on in this house?
Wait a second. Is this do we need to call DSS?
Yeah.
I know.
So the dad's upset because the mom makes one of them get up in the mornings to help get the kids off to school.
And their kids
Old? 8, okay. 10, and 12. Yeah. I mean, my oldest is 8, and there's no way she could get up and get off to school herself. I mean, it's just not. I mean, she's very responsible, but it's just not happening.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm sorry. I cannot imagine that when our kids are those ages, we're going to be like, yeah, it's fine.
You're
to sleep
good.
In.
Right.
Get your breakfast, get your book bag, and get off.
Some onus. By the time my kid is 12, I hope that they're taking some onus.
But you're still going to get up with them.
But you're not going to stay in bed
and
sleep through them going to school, are you? No, you're not.
The mom limits screen time and plans outings, and the dad is like, well, let's just let them stay home and do nothing.
He talks about how she plans these outings and they're tired and they're exhausting on the weekends. And then, when it's like, the outing is over or whatever they're doing for the weekend is over, she is like complaining just about how exhausted and how like overwhelmed she is. And his point is, why do we do that?
Yeah.
Why do we do that?
I can kind of see both sides, but as the one who also plans the outings and packs the snacks and does all the things, or not all the things, but does a lot of that. I've said this before. I think sometimes you need those activities to get the kids out of the house and to stop people from arguing and to get, whatever.
But also it's just good for them, right?
It's good for them.
You want them to experience life. And events.
If we're just sitting around watching TV all day, what are we doing?
Right. Is there a happy medium here?
So the expert says, the expert weighs in and says both sides sound too extreme.
Yeah.
Maybe the mom's doing a little bit too much, but also the dad is maybe wanting to do a little too little.
Right.
I do think, and I think to me, at least my opinion, 8, 10, and 12, they're still pretty young. I do think there comes a point where maybe they're all teenagers or something where you can step back more. But I don't think it's here. And I think that ways isn't specifically. I think you should, in my opinion, I think there should always probably be some limits on screen time and some standards and boundaries.
Well, by the time your kids are older, like this, a teenager, by the way, they're going to be having their own events and things that they have planned for the weekends, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's the other thing is this is that age range where it's on you, and then soon you will graduate out of that and your kids will have their own things they want to do on the weekends.
Just going to say I'm standing in solidarity with the mom on this one.
By the way, this was this mom posted this on Reddit too. And so most of the Reddit people stand by the mom as well.
Yeah.
So,
don't get me wrong. I'd love to sleep in the morning and let my kids get off to
school.
Absolutely. But it's just not realistic.
Yeah.
Win of the week.
So I have a win that
Tell
you were
us.
A part of, Katie.
Oh, I don't know what it is. I can't imagine what it is.
So Katie and Ingrid, our old podcast host.
Remember
here.
Her? Let's get her back in here to do an episode
she should
or two.
Come on and be a guest.
Yeah.
It took me out for my birthday over the weekend, and it was so lovely. We ate at a place where I would not take my children.
Mm.
Anytime I go out without my kids, I'm like, I only want to go to places that you can't take kids.
Right.
You know.
That's smart.
But it was a lovely meal, lovely conversation. Went and had some dessert. Katie and I, which kind of surprised me.
Oh, I loved this.
We did a dessert.
It should not surprise you. I love desserts.
No. It surprised me that both of us, like, I don't feel like we were planning on doing. We did a dessert, which is fine. Yeah. We did a dessert wine pairing.
It was fabulous.
Which was lovely. You got to taste all of the dessert wines and then pick the one that went with your dessert. I really enjoyed that. I mean, I love things like that where you can try different things that you wouldn't normally try. It was lovely. It was just lovely.
It was nice.
It's always nice to get a break.
We get to go to dinner 3 times a year, and that's for Ingrid's birthday, and then my birthday, and Karen's birthday. So I'll see you. We'll do dinner again in May for Ingrid's birthday. Mm-hmm. Looking forward to it. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know? We need to get another friend so that we can we can go 4 times.
Well, if we're gonna do
is
that,
is there anybody out there?
Let's get like, you know, enough so we can do once a month.
Yeah,
like, let's get a group of 12. 12. Yeah.
All right, we're picking up some friends here just so we can
go out to dinner more without our children. Yeah. All right. Hope you get out and have a little break from your kids if you need it or want it.
Yes.
And have a wonderful weekend. Sorry, have a wonderful week.
Maybe. Are you listening on a Friday or a Saturday? Have a wonderful weekend if you're
it's
listening.
It's Tuesday, but apparently I'm already
Monday,
thinking about the
Tuesday,
weekend.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Have a great week.
Yeah.
See ya.
Bye, guys.
Thanks for listening.